Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
And now, filmed in front of a live studio audience from the PokéStar Studios in Burbank City, it's Puckle Game Corner! And now, your host, Professor Snag.
Hello and welcome, Puckabonians, to another episode of Puckle Game Corner. I'm your host, Professor Snag, and today we have four wonderful contestants here to play three awesome Pokémon trivia games with you. To start us out, I'll introduce our contestants from our community. Now, these two contestants have been picked from our Patreon. These guys support us each month financially, which we greatly appreciate, which gives them some priority to be on our show. So starting out, we have a pro wrestling fan. We got Carnivore J. Go ahead and say hello, Carnivore J.
Hello, Carnivore J. Oh, wait. Just wanted me to say hello to the crowd. Hello, crowd.
Perfect. Now, as I mentioned a moment ago, you're a pro wrestling fan. We do have a few of those folks in our community. Now, if you had any Pokemon that could turn into a pro wrestler, do you know who it might be?
Every single fighting type, but mostly Emboar.
Emboar? Nice. Yeah.
He's probably my favorite.
That's great. There was a time when Snag used to watch a bit of pro wrestling. That was a lot of fun. So brings back some good memories. Going up against Carnivore J today, we have a very active member in the Pokemon TCG. In fact, just earlier this week, he won 12 games in a row on Pokemon TCG Online. We have Dooley Noted. Dooley, say hi.
Hey, how's it going? Yeah, 12 in a row. Go figure. Now that they're actually counting it.
Yeah, that's really impressive. I mean, to win 12 in a row of anything is very impressive. So congratulations on that.
Thanks. Yeah, and using the exact same deck yesterday at a League Cup, I went with a streak of -5. Didn't win a single game. You know what they say, sometimes you're the windshield, sometimes you're the bug. And yesterday, I was the bug.
That is the way it goes. But, yeah, it's amazing how that works sometimes, and, you know, it's just sometimes the luck of the draw. But still, we'll just focus on the 12 wins for you. That's
there
fantastic.
You go.
All right, and joining these folks today, we have two of our regular Puckle co-hosts. Starting out, we have a Master of the Steel Types, and it is his golden birthday today. We'll refrain from singing the song, but Viger, happy birthday to you, man.
Thank you, thank you.
Have you done anything special today?
Not yet. We currently have family members from New Jersey coming in soon, so...
Sure. But, I was saying not yet, because now you're doing
not yet,
game
because I'm still so. Here, so...
If we win, Viger, I promise to sing to you.
It will be the best birthday gift ever if I win Game Corner.
And...
Subtle hint is not subtle whatsoever.
And his opponent, who will help decide whether or not Viger has a happy birthday, it is the fluffiest Whimsicott.
There is no way we're letting you win just because it's your birthday, Viger. Dooley, we are going to crush them.
She's contractually obligated to say that.
And it's a lot more ominous when you hear it from her rather than anyone else. Just saying.
I don't know what you mean.
Case point. Case in point.
I mean, so Snag can tell you a little story about our gym teams, but maybe another time.
Mm-hmm. All right, and tell you what, with that, folks, let's get into our first game.
Yes!
Woohoo! And now, we're contractually obligated to play Flip Hikers!
Alright, Pokalonians, as you just heard, we are going to play Cliff Hiker. As a reminder of the rules of this game, each team member will be given a Pokemon and either a move or an evolution that they need to guess and find out what level that happens at. For each number they are off, the Geodude. Each team has selected their own Pokemon that a hiker would typically use. So for each number they're off, their Pokemon takes a step up the mountain. For each step their Pokemon takes, they lose 100 points from their 5,000 point total. That's the difference from before, folks. Instead of losing 200 points each step, it's just 100 points. Each team will also be given a super question, and this super question will just consist of a national Pokedex number of a Pokemon, which they'll be able to work together on. If their Pokemon takes 50 steps, it loses all of the team's points, and if it takes more than those 50 steps, it also falls off the mountain, not to its doom, but it grabs onto a hang glider and soars down somewhere else. So.
Maybe the cliff just isn't that high.
All right. So, do we have any questions or clarifications on the rules?
Nope.
All right. Now, what we need to do now is we need to introduce our team names, and we need to introduce what Pokemon they've chosen. So, our first team is going to be composed of Carnivore, Jay, and Vigor. Now, Carnivore, Jay, can you remind us, what is your favorite Pokemon?
Ursa Ring.
And Vigor, what is one of your favorite Pokemon?
Do you really need to ask?
As a reminder, it is Magnemite. And so by doing the fusion dance, these Pokemon have combined to become Ursamite. So this is Team Ursamite. And the Pokemon they have chosen to represent them is a Magneton, because one hiker does use a Magneton. And up against them, we have Duly Noted and Whimsicott. And Duly Noted, please share with us what your favorite Pokemon is.
Well, that would be Snorlax.
Snorlax. And then Whimsicott, can you remind us, which one is your... It's Tapu Bulu, right? That's your favorite Pokemon?
It's Mach.
Alolan
Mach, because it's more colorful. No, of course it's
Gelato.
Whimsicott.
Of course it's Whimsicott.
Oh, yeah, Gelato. Oh, that's going to go down in history.
Yes. to put everyone in on the joke, the beta draft league that we're doing, the player who goes by definitely not Thatch has an Alolan Muk that got frozen a time or two, and so has been named Gelato. All right. Anyway,
Thatch actually mentioned that in the last episode.
Oh, did he? Good, good.
Couple
it is a colorful name.
This comes out.
It is a very colorful name.
So, if you take Snorlax and Whimsicott and they do the fusion dance, you get a very fluffy bear by the name of Snorzicott. So,
I actually want fan art of that. That sounds awesome.
Fox,
especially Snorlax having to lean way down to touch Whimsicott's fingers during the fusion dance.
All right, perfect. So let's go ahead and start this out. We're going to go with Team Ursamite. Carnivore J, as you said, your favorite Pokemon is Ursaring. So I might be giving you a little bit of a softball here, but what level does Teddy Ursa evolve into Ursaring?
Oh, God.
Always the evolutions that throw us off.
20-something? 20...
It's like I could tell you how many candies it takes for Teddy Ursa and Pokemon Go to evolve, but...
Hey, man. I want to say 28. I want to say 28, but I'm not sure, Viger. So...
Hang on, Viger. I do need to stop you. This is a question specifically for Carnivore J.
Oh, no! I get no help!
Okay.
You get no help on this one.
I was not informed of that yet. Well, no. Carnivore, you're on your own, buddy. I'm just going to, like, dip out now.
I'm going to hand it out. We're going to wipe out at the bottom of the mountain.
So, Carnivore...
Don't worry. He can, it may not say in the game, but Magneton can float. It'll be fine.
We're just going to levitate his... Sorry, I was... Anyway.
Carnivore J, what do you want to submit as your guess?
I mean, I'm going to go with 28.
28, not a bad guess. Your team's Pokemon, your Magneton, doesn't really step, but kind of floats like two paces away. It evolves at level 30, actually.
Oh, okay, that's a safe number then. Yeah. I can deal with that.
All right, nicely done, nicely done. All right, switching over to Team Snorzakot. Dooley, as you said, your favorite Pokemon is Snorlax, and one of its, I guess you could almost call it a signature move, is Giga Impact, because Giga Impact is the one that it needs to use to do its special Z move, Pulverizing Pancake. So, Dooley, what level does Snorlax learn Giga Impact?
Giga Impact, okay, I have to think back. I was my introduction to Snorlax actually comes from X and Y. When I saw it on the bridge, and I caught that sucker, it stayed with me for the whole game. So I have to start now thinking just how far along in the game to get that. I'm going to say that was not one of its early moves. I'm going to go with the safe answer of 38.
That, you know, it is a fairly safe answer. And I forgot to mention, Team Snorzakot, the Pokemon they chose was Sudowoodo. So your Sudowoodo, blink a few times, you don't really see what happens, but all of a sudden the Sudowoodo has moved 3 steps up the mountain and actually learns Giga Impact at level 35.
Wow.
Takes a
good
while.
Job.
Cool.
So very nice.
At 38 is always a good guess.
Yeah. I would like to mention that the Sudowoodo is nicknamed Snorzakot. So the confusion is off the charts.
Whoa. Mind blown.
And thank you for mentioning that my game is becoming predictable. All right, so good. Very tightly contested match so far. Only a couple steps have been taken on each team. Switching over to Vigor. Vigor, as we said, your favorite Pokemon, and I picked this line because it is your birthday. I want to give you something that you're going to enjoy.
Oh, boy.
But I didn't want to give you something that's still going to be going to challenge you a bit. Magneton. Boy. Magneton. At what level does Magneton learn Lock On?
Lock On. Magneturn, as you pronounced it there so eloquently. I know for a fact, and this is just bonus points as well, learns Lock On and Zap Cannon at the same time, because the two kind of go in tandem with each other, I believe. But what level does it learn Lock On at that point? I'm actually pacing around my room as we think.
And as a comment, these are all Gen 7 levels we're talking.
Yeah.
As a reminder.
This is the most current meta that we're talking about.
Yes.
For a not-so-meta Pokemon, but I hope it changes sometime soon. Okay.
Vigor, you're never going to get Levitate.
you can't say that. You can't say that. Yeah, you can, but whatever. See, I'm thinking into the realm of 30s as well, but I feel like that's a little bit lowballing it, because it is a more powerful, more situational move, because it goes in tandem with Zap Cannon, which is like a beast electric move if it hits. You know what? I'm going to say 42, because I feel like that's a 40s move.
Okay. You say that, and your Magneton, oddly enough, and by the way, folks, I did not plan that ahead of time. That's just, that was just by happenstance. But your Magneton floats down the path, and you said 42, right?
Yeah.
It agrees that with you that it is a 40s move. It goes a total of 7 more steps, putting you at 49.
49. I knew it was a 40s move. But...
Now, you, Viger, you, not to interrupt your, or to dispute your knowledge of the, this line, Magneton, maybe this is a Magnezone thing, but Magneton learned Zap Cannon at 63.
Ah, I knew it was like some sort of like evolution thing that would probably impede that, but the two go in hand with each other, at least on the zone line.
Awesome. Great. So, fantastic. So, together, with your powers combined, your Magneton has gone 9 paces down the path. All right, back to Team Snorzakot, Whimsicott.
Yes.
I guess I don't have anything special for this one. I just like this one, and I figured this would be a good one to remind people of what level it evolves at. We've got, what level does Hone Edge evolve into Dewblade?
So everyone gets their favorite Pokemon, and I get Diddlybopkus. Okay,
well, it's because we have two guests and the birthday boy.
No, but you know what? I just watched the Pokemon Y Nuzlocke by Griffin McElroy, and he had a Hone Edge, and it took forever for Beyblade to become two blades. And oh. I think it might have been like super late, like at level 41.
41. Okay, so your Sudowoodo takes some very awkward steps down the mountain path, and
it doesn't step; it just kind of flashes. Remember that.
That's right. Yes.
Close your eyes for a second.
We saw a nice cloud, and then all of a sudden, bam! It's over there.
It takes 6 steps down the path, putting you also 9 steps down the path. It evolves at level 35.
Oh, so Griffin was whining about nothing.
Okay. As is usual for Griffin.
Oh, no, please, no. I love Griffin so much. Anyway, good, we tied.
Yeah, fantastic. Now, you each have one more, each team has one more question to go, so let's see how well this goes. All right, so Team Ursamite. Here's the next one that I have for you. Do your best. This one's tricky. I want to know, what is the national Pokedex number of Beware? I'll give you guys a couple minutes to parse through this.
Well, I know it's 700-something or another.
So we're in 100.
Well, this is the national Dex. So it's
right.
Everything.
803, right?
800, oh yeah.
I'll give you guys a hint, it's not 800 and something.
Yeah, no. Okay, so I was right with 700 something or another.
It's 700 and something.
I know that much. It was like Deoncé was in like the very high 600s. And Beware doesn't appear in Lola's Pokedex for quite a ways down. 70. So this could make or break. I don't want to say it's like past 750.
I wouldn't either.
That's like the line we don't cross. But I know it's probably higher than 720.
Okay.
I feel so like it's
30 steps.
I would say somewhere in the 730s, maybe high 720s, maybe. I mean, what are you feeling more lenient towards?
I feel like, where does Stuffle show up first?
Stuffle shows up like, it's a rarer Pokemon to find, so you might not even encounter it until like the third island actually pops up.
736.
736. I can't really disagree or agree with that one, but I will agree with it this time around. We go with 736.
All right, 736. So your Magneton takes a float down the path, and it's floating, and it's going down. It's making its way down that path. It's
oh no.
It's still going. It doesn't go too far, honestly. It takes about 24 steps.
Oh god.
Okay.
It takes about 24 steps because Viger, you're right in the sense that Beware does evolve.
I didn't know it evolves at all.
So I apologize for my misspeak there. It does show up later in the Pokedex. It's kind of right in the middle. It's actually 760.
Okay, so it was beyond the threshold that I put there. I was trying to be a little bit like generous. Be like, it appears a little bit sooner.
But hey, not bad. And, you know, I will have a comment on that, but I'm going to save it because I don't want to spoil anything for the other people's guess on this. Mm-hmm. So in order to not give them any hints, I'll just hold on to my comments for the time being. And Team Snorzikot, I have one that I think is equally challenging. I want to know, we're going to go back to, well, I won't give this hint away either, although, guys, I know you know it. What is the national Pokedex number of Clauncher?
Okay, so his comment was probably that the 720s is kind of still Gen 6, because the last Pokemon of Gen 6 is 721.
Right. So and this will be before that.
Exactly, it will be before that, and there are like about 72 Pokemon in Generation 6, thereabouts.
Let's see.
So it's between like 650 and 721.
We could go straight in the middle and do a mathematically average, but let's think about it.
For a second. I mean, that would probably net us the win, but let's talk about it.
Sure. Oh, gosh.
Launcher is not exactly an early game Pokemon. I mean, you have the starters, you have the fledgling line, you have...
I am thinking it is later.
It has to be in the second half of the Pokedex. I'm pretty sure you're right.
So we can narrow it down a little bit more. So if it's about 70-ish,
mm-hmm.
so that'll be like 650 to 720. So if you figure like 35 into that, I love math. So if we go 35 into that, so 650 is about 685. So we know it's between 685 and 720.
Yes, and we know that the last few spots are taken by the three legends and a few special Pokemon like Goodra and its line. So something like 690 sounds good.
I like it. It's right in the middle. If you take out the legendaries, it is kind of in the middle. I like it.
Okay, let's go with that one.
Let's do it.
So just be clear, what is your answer?
690.
What kind of witchcraft are you guys making? You guys are off by two.
Woo!
Damn.
It is
math.
It is 692. I was like, I teach math for my day job, and wow, that was impressive, guys.
You should know, math is magic.
It is. It really is. Wow. That is
the more you know.
That is very impressive. I love how you guys reasoned that out. That was fantastic. It was a great way to go about that.
I teach fifth grade, and one of my fifth graders would say, "You cheated. You cheated. Beating us because you cheated."
Well, I mean, we might have spent an extra minute thinking about it if we had gone first. But honestly, I don't think what other information we might have, like, taken into that. Like, the fact that it's a water Pokemon and it's found, I believe you start finding its pre-evolution on Route 8, which is before the second gym, but it's still almost halfway through the game because Generation 6.
Well, actually, when it's caught, you're doing Clauncher, which is the basic form of it.
Oh, that's right. I can never remember that.
All right.
Well, I would have been off by one anyway.
Anyways, folks, fantastic first round here. Team Ursamite, your Magneton ended up taking 33 paces down the path, leaving you with 1,700 points.
All right.
And Team Snorsicott, amazingly, your Sudowoodo didn't get a whole lot of exercise in here, only took 11 steps down the path. And leaving you with 3,900 points.
Yeah, Snorlax the Snorlax half fell asleep.
Yep.
All right. So for winning the first round here, Team Snorsicott, you win a year's supply of Corsola Cola. It won't make your gums bleed.
That's always a good thing.
All right, fantastic. So, you guys all heard what the scores are at, but we have lots of game left to play here. We'll see how it all goes in the next game, which is a brand new game to Puckle Game Corner. Stick around after this commercial break to find out what it is.
Hey, Scrawn, are you thirsty?
Yeah, actually, I would like a glass.
That's great. Drink this.
What is it?
It's Corsola Cola. Corsola Cola is Pokemon Fresh. Thousands of Corsola are tossed into vats to create a bubbly, delicious drink. We never see them again. Corsola Cola, it doesn't make your gums bleed.
Well, hi there. I'm Farfetch'd Freddy, owner of Farfetch'd Farms. When I first started this business 30 years ago, the first thing that came to mind was, how am I gonna get so many Farfetch'd in one place? And how the hound hour do you even grow vegetables? Well, the key to that was YouTube informational videos and a whole lot of leek seeds. After that, they came in droves. But that ain't important. What's important now is that I have a thriving business that can stand the test of time and my mother's constant criticism about my life choices. Farfetched Farms! We got the leeks, and we got the beaks!
Corsola Cola presents Dex Tac Toe.
Welcome back, Puckalonians, from that commercial break, and I am very excited to introduce a brand new game to you. As you heard a moment ago, this is called Dex Tac Toe. Here's the way this game works. The teams are playing on a 3x3 grid like you would in a regular tic-tac-toe game. Behind each square, there is a Pokemon. On their turn, a team will select a square in order to make their mark on that square. They need to identify what the Pokemon is based on its Pokedex entry. Now, if the team, if they get it right, they get to put their mark on that square. But if they get it wrong, the other team has the opportunity to score those points. They can either guess what it is immediately to score the full 500, or they can ask for another Pokedex entry, reducing their points to 400. It can continue back and forth like this as necessary, getting more Pokedex hints and whatnot. But the least amount a square can be worth is 100 points. If a team does get 3 in a row, they earn a bonus 500 points. Teams, do we have any questions? Do we have any anything we need explaining about the rules here?
No, I don't think so.
And when I do read the Pokedex entries, I will say what game the Pokedex entry is coming from. So that'll give you a little bit of a hint as to what the answers could potentially be. Alright, Team Ursamite, you guys are behind by a little bit here, so we're going to give you guys a little bit of a leg up in this first round. You are allowed to select the first square, and you are allowed to work completely as a team on this.
Alrighty.
Far corner.
Yeah. Which far corner do you want? Left or right, top or bottom, or even center.
So if you're going
we'll do bottom. We'll do bottom right.
Okay, bottom so right bottom left. Right. The bottom left corner. Bottom. Sorry,
I said right.
Bottom. Bottom right corner of.
Don't try and make
the board.
Me pick something I didn't pick.
Bottom right. All right. Let's go with this one here. The Pokemon Black Pokedex entry for this Pokemon. It gains the ability to see the aura of its opponent by honing its mind through starvation.
Aura. It screams either Riolu or Lucario just because it's aura. But thanks. Which one? Do we get points if we're close, or is it just a yes-no?
It is yes-no. You've got to get what the Pokemon is.
Okay, so honing its ability to sense others' aura through starvation. Now see, I feel like when it's like that, it's still in training, like trying to figure out how to harness aura. Because, I mean, when you reach Lucario levels of perceptive abilities, I think you don't need to starve yourself in order to achieve that. So, I'm feeling Riolu. Huh. I'm feeling it like that. Because, to be quite honest, what other Pokemon's Pokedex entry talks about aura at all? Because that is, like, a Lucario-Riolu exclusive thing.
Carnivore J, do you have any thoughts to contribute here?
I mean, do you agree or disagree that it could be Riolu?
I think it could, absolutely.
So we will go with Riolu then.
All right. Unfortunately, that is incorrect. So, switching over to Team Snorzakot, you can continue with that one if you want. If you want to give it an immediate guess, you can still earn the 500 points. Or you can get another hint for that one. You can move to another square. What do you guys like? What would you guys like to do?
Tough one. Should we continue with this one?
Really feeling this one. unless you think you have a thought on it.
I mean, it's kind of hard. I was thinking we might ask for another Pokedex entry and try to take the square for just 400 points. But if you don't like this one, we could move.
Try for that center square.
Okay, I like that.
All right, let's try the center square.
All right, center square. Let's take a look here. The Pokemon Diamond Pokedex entry for this one says the antenna on its head captures radio waves from the world of spirits that command it to take people there.
I know this one. It's like, yeah, it's either, what was it, Dusclops or Dusknoir?
We can go Dusknoir.
That is correct for 500 points.
Oh.
Team Snorsicott, nice job, nice work. You got that one correct for 500 points, and we will get that marker on the sheet. So Team Snorsicott has taken the center square. Very possibly a very good advantage they have. We'll see how it pans out, though. Team Ursamite, what would you guys like to do?
I mean, do we want to, like, give it another stab and try and get that bottom right? Or do we want to just come back to it later? So I'm feeling...
don't know the aura thing, so we should...
continue on with it, or...
Say, if you go back...
one of the other far corners.
Say, if you go back with that one, I can read another Pokedex entry for you that may glean some more information.
I'd say let's just go for a different one, a different corner.
Hmm.
Okay.
Top right.
Okay.
Top right it is.
Top
right.
Top right. Okay, so top right corner. The Pokemon Y Pokedex information for this Pokemon... it's hypothesized that it's monitoring those who destroy the ecosystem from deep in the cave where it lives.
Ah, oh, that's an easy one. That's Zygarde. In a nutshell. No questions about that one. Final answer, Zygarde.
Zygarde.
And I don't even have to ask which form because it's a Y Pokedex entry.
I was like, Carnivore J, do you have any comments to add to that?
50%.
50% form.
I was just looking for Zygarde on its own, but yes, you guys are correct. It is Zygarde. Congratulations. Also earning you 500 points. All right.
All righty.
Very tightly contested match, and I think this is where the, as we talked about before, Whimsicott, the tic-tac-toe meta is going to come into place.
Which I have no clue about, do we?
Well...
I already have it written down on a dry erase board, so I'm following along with you.
Nice. And everybody who's listening to this while driving is trying to keep their eye on the road and picture a tic-tac-toe board in their head.
That's yeah, right. And right now we have a fluffy bear in the center and a mechanical bear in the top right.
Big ol' fluffy bear and then a big ol' electric bear.
Wasn't there like some sort of a mechanical bear in Digimon?
I don't know, but right now all I'm thinking is flying electrified.
When I think of mechanical bear, I think of Freddy Fazbear from Five Nights at Freddy's. You can put that in the tags now. We'll get so many views now.
By God, I'll just have to have you make all the tags for this one. All right, Team Ursamite. Team Snorsicott. I apologize, Snorsicott.
That bear. It's that bear's turn.
Your turn. Where do you guys want to go?
Want to go bottom left corner?
Okay.
Let's do that. Open up a new one.
Okay, bottom left. A brand new Pokedex entry. Here it is. The Pokemon Pearl Pokedex entry says, its breath has the fantastic ability to revive dead plants and flowers.
It's Meganium, I think.
Like I said, this is before my... first generation of playing, since I jumped in six. I'm going to go with your answer.
Okay.
All right, so Meganium, that's your guess?
Yes.
Let's go with it, yeah.
You are correct.
Nice.
Thank you. I've been rewatching the Generation 4 Soul Link Nuzlocke. All of my knowledge comes from YouTube videos, apparently.
Apparently, yes.
Well, let me give you an international high five.
All right. Okay, good job. Again, one shot earning this one in 500. In one shot, so earning you in this particular round, 1,000 to Team Snorsicott, 500 to Team Zygarde. All right.
What?
I'm sorry, it's Team Ursamite. I looked at the one that I highlighted for you guys.
Stop adding Pokemon to the mix.
I mean, I'll take Zygarde on my team any day.
All right, Team Ursamite, where are you guys going to go?
You want to go top middle? Cut them off the top left?
Yes.
So top middle it is.
Top middle, okay. Top middle. Pokemon Leaf Green Pokedex entry says, adores round objects. It wanders the streets on a nightly basis to look for dropped loose change.
That's Meowth.
Yeah.
It's got the coin on its forehead.
It's speaking to me. It's talking right now to me.
It's got this that fake lucky coin, right? It's got that fake
for us.
Yeah, I'll go with that. It's Meowth.
All right. Hey, nice job, guys. You got to go back to Team Snorzakot. We have Snorzakot in the middle, Snorzakot in the bottom left, and then in the top row in the middle, we have an Ursamite in the middle, and we also have an Ursamite in the top right-hand corner. With that picture painted as well as I could, Team Snorzakot, what do you guys got for me?
Well, we have to go with the top left for the
Absolutely.
Block.
Absolutely.
All right, so top left. Let's see what we got here. The Pokemon White 2 Pokedex entry says, they love the cold seas of the north. They create pathways across the ocean waters by freezing their own breath.
Hmm. I'm thinking...
I do not know this.
Okay.
Ice type.
Yes. Okay, so I'm thinking feline, and I wouldn't know which one, so do you want to pick one in that line?
Flip a coin.
There's three of them. It's going to be a weird coin. Do you want to go with feel?
Let's do it. Yeah, why not?
Okay. Feel?
Fingers crossed. That is incorrect.
Oh.
Going back to Team Ursamite, here is your time to crack in if you want to give it a shot.
Okay. Do we want to go for that one, or...?
If you get this one, you get the win.
Okay, then no question about that. We go for that one as well. Could you repeat the Pokedex entry again, though?
Yes, I will repeat that one, and then if you want an additional one, you can get it, but it'll reduce the points to 400 for that specific square.
Okay.
All right, so I read the White 2 Pokedex entry. They love the cold seas of the north. They create pathways across the ocean waters by freezing their own breath.
Okay, so pathways. I feel like it's supposed to be a Pokemon that can walk. It's Pokemon White, so it's either 1 through 5th generation. And it's White 2, so it's not... Well, no, that doesn't mean anything anyway. It's a fifth gen. It's a up to fifth gen Pokemon.
Right.
Ice type, clearly.
Yep.
I want to say it walks. It's got legs because if it could swim, it wouldn't make ice pathways. So then that would also eliminate it possibly being dual ice and water type as well. It wouldn't fly either. Sorry, Articuno.
So I'm going to ask, guys, do you want to try to make a guess at this point, or would you like to get another Pokedex entry, reduce the points that you would get, but we'll give you a little more information?
Do you want more information?
I kind of do.
I'm feeling more information is needed, so give us another Pokedex entry.
All right, so the next one is the Pokemon Y, Pokedex entry says, it freezes its breath to create fangs and claws of ice to fight with. Cold northern areas are its habitat.
Okay, so it's still a Gen 5.
But fangs and claws.
So I'm thinking Weavile then.
Yeah.
The claws, the fangs.
It's got it
to
all.
To fight with. It could be. I mean, Sneasel wouldn't be that powerful to do stuff like that. But Weavile might be able to.
Let's take a chance. He failed multiple times. It won't hurt us to fail it.
Weavile. I'm taking the chancey as well. We go with Weavile.
That is unfortunately incorrect.
Dang it.
Team Snorzakot, what would you like to do?
Okay, I think I know this one, but do we want to make sure and get yet another Pokédex entry?
What are you? I'm thinking. Well, I'm thinking Abomasnow, maybe.
I'm thinking Burtic.
Hmm.
Because polar bears swim, and it has a swift swim, so it might love the cold seas in the north, and Burtic's bird of fangs is essentially made of frozen breath. So.
Well, I like that logic. Do you want to just hear one more just to play it safe?
Yes.
Can't hurt. Only 100 points. Mm-hmm. All right, let's hear one more.
All right. Then let me just double check and make sure. Yeah, the Pokemon Black Pokedex entry says it can make its breath freeze at will. Very able in the water, it swims around in northern seas and catches prey.
Yeah, I think that. No pun intended from our first guest, seals it.
yes, it has to be Baratic, right?
Let's go for it, Baratic.
Yeah.
That is correct. Yes, it is indeed Baratic. All
good
right.
Job.
That does make a lot of sense.
That was awesome. Thank you.
All right, nice work here. Yeah, okay. Good stuff. So back to Team Ursamite. That earned you 300 points, Team Snorsicott. Currently giving you 1,300 points on the round. And you are in a very healthy position right now. In fact, you've really put Team Ursamite in a bind. All right, so Team Ursamite, where would you like to go? What did you decide on?
We want to revisit bottom right.
Bottom right. Okay. So in the bottom right, let's go with its Pokemon Emerald Pokedex entry.
This can make or break.
Through crushingly harsh yoga training, it gained the power to foretell its foe's actions.
Yeah,
it
I
battles
got it.
With elegant, dance-like movement.
Okay, so on three, we're going to say the Pokemon that we're thinking of right now. One, two, three. Medicham.
Nice. close enough. Yes, you guys got it. It is Medicham. Good work. Nice job. Earning you.
It was the yoga thing that now
yoga definitely
that definitely helped us.
All right. Yeah, I didn't want to give you any of them that said, like, meditate or anything like that. I think that's a little too on the nose. But
yeah, I think that would be a little bit. The aura kind of threw us off, because it's like, aura's Lucario's.
Yeah, thing. Yeah. All right.
That one really, like, threw me off, but I can see how Medicham would work into that as well.
All right, so nice job earning you a total of 1,400 points in this round. If you're going by point total, you actually have a 100-point lead on Team Snorsicott. To paint the picture for our audience, Team Snorsicott has the top left and bottom left square. And I won't assume anything. Team Snorsicott, where would you guys like to go?
Well, we can go for the win or the block. I say go for the win.
I think we go for the win, if only because if we go for the block and we get it wrong,
yeah,
we are in big trouble.
We give it to them.
Yes. So, yeah, we should go for the middle left square.
Middle left.
Just subtle images.
Fail.
Subtle
the
thoughts.
Beauty of fair play.
Fail.
You're like
some interference on the station.
All right. I have picked out an appropriate question, appropriate response for this that is deserving of this moment. This Pokemon has transformed into its aggressive guise. It can fool enemies by altering its appearance. This is the Pokemon Fire Red Pokedex entry.
Okay. So it has to be Generation 1, 2, or 3. I'm guessing if it is transformed, it has to be an evolution. And, I mean, I don't...
It's not ringing a bell to me.
No, but okay.
But I see like the real. I see the reasoning there. That makes sense. So let's go along with those.
Because I was thinking, form changes, but I don't think there were any in the first three generations. Am I wrong? Except for the oxes.
The first three generations, except for Pokemon Go, are before my time.
Okay. So the only Pokemon.
Well, we see on Gen 1 and 2 then.
Yeah. I think the oxes changes forms, and unknown has forms but doesn't change them.
Okay. Want to just go with that? Or do you think it.
The thing is, the oxes doesn't fool people that I know of, but it is the only thing I can think of, and in Fire Red, it was the attack form. So,
folks, I'm gonna need an answer from you here.
Yeah, do you want to go with that?
I'm good with that. Let's do it.
Okay, Deoxys.
You know, I thought I had you guys for a minute there, but congratulations, you got it. It is Deoxys.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was about the hardest one I could find. That's the only one that didn't, like, the only one that said nothing about DNA or being a space alien or psychokinetic powers.
Oh. Well, the majority of the credit goes to Whimsicott for that. Thank you.
Well, we're just lucky that I happen to remember that, if I'm not wrong, Fire Red gets the attack form and Leaf Green gets the defense form.
That, I believe that is correct as well, yes.
So, that helped.
You made me sick, Whimsicott. So mad right now.
I'm shaking
it's
my head.
It's the stance for it will pass.
Alright, so congratulations, to Team Snorsicott for winning that round, and this entire round of the game. That's all we have time for at the moment, unfortunately. So with that, with the win, you earned the bonus 500 points. You guys got 2,300 from this round, and Team Ursamite, not a bad showing. You earned 1,400 from this round.
They were in the thousands.
Let's see what the totals are right now.
We're desperately low, Viger. Thanks.
All right, so here's where the teams stand. Team Ursamite, you guys are sitting at 3,100 points right now. And Team Snorsicott, you have a total of 6,200. It seems a little unbalanced right now, but our last game could indeed change the tides. We'll have to see how well Team Ursamite with Viger and Carnivore J can do when we come back from the break. But before we get there, let me just remind you of what our contestants have won. You have won a 10,000 Poke gift card to Farfetched Farms. We got the leeks, we got the beaks.
Oh, shoot. I don't want to steal beaks, and I'm slightly intolerant to leeks. Julie, that's all yours, I think.
Well, you can spit out the beaks and wash it all down with that Corsica hole we got from before.
Mm-hmm.
Beaks are fantastic for making stock. Let me let you know, as a man from the South, you make a lot of stock.
Nice.
All right, we'll come back with our last game after this commercial message. Say Alola to Alola.
Alola!
Travel the region on local Pokemon with Pokemon Ride.
Tauros are really hard to steer when you have hooves.
Challenge yourself with local trials.
Oh, look at all the little fishy! Oh, big fishy!
Even visit remote islands.
The trees have eyes.
Discover Pokemon exclusive to Alola.
Pack bug spray, because the mosquitoes here are no joke.
Altaria Airs, where the sky is the limit.
Hey everyone, it's Dr. Ogno. I want you to know that there are several ways you can improve your Puckle experience. First, you can go to PucklePodcast.com to listen to classic Puckle episodes, check out a variety of articles from our writers, and join our Discord server where you can interact with other Puckleonians. You can keep up to date on the latest Puckle news by following us on social media, including Twitter, Facebook, Reddit, or Tumblr. Also, check us out on Twitch, where you can watch Thatch do viewer battles and Jashiro play the TCG. You might even be able to join in on the fun. and make sure to rate us on iTunes or wherever you listen to us. It helps other people find Puckle and grow our community. Finally, if you're able, we have a Patreon where you can help support Puckle financially. All proceeds go back into the community, and you can get some awesome gifts for your donations. Thanks for listening, and catch you on the flip-flop.
And now it's time to play Pokemon Password.
Alright, Puckalonians, welcome back to this last round of Puckle Game Corner. We have a wonderful match between Team Ursamite, composed of Carnivore J and Viger, against Duly Noted and the Fluffiest Whimsicott, Team Snorzicott. Team Snorzicott does have a commanding lead at the moment, but with this game, Pokemon Password, the other team does have the opportunity to turn things around. So here are the rules. There's a secret password that only one member of each team knows. Starting with the first team, the player who knows the password will give a one-word hint to their partner to try to guess. If that player is unsuccessful in their guess, the other team has a chance to give a one-word clue and to try to guess. This continues until the password is given. You cannot give clues that rhyme or contain parts of the word, and the sooner the password is given, the more points that can be earned, up to 1,500 points per password. Now, with that in mind, folks, with the way things are stacked up right now, if Team Snorzicott misses just one, that might be enough to swing the way this match goes. So we'll have to see how
no
it all...
no pressure.
Yeah, no pressure at all.
So it can definitely change in a moment. So we are going to start with our hosts giving the clues to our guests. So Whimsicott, go ahead and give your first clue for the first password.
Okay, my clue is Aphel.
Okay, repeat. I'm sorry.
Yes, I will spell that for you.
Yes.
E I double F E L. Aphel.
Okay. I'm trying. Lumiose City.
No. Viger.
How would I do this? Center. Maybe that wasn't the right one, but we're just going to roll with that. You could still play off of the guess that
yes.
Whimsicott gave. Okay.
Yep.
Oh, it's more than one word. God, this is a tough game. I hate this game.
I can repeat what Whimsicott had said, right?
She said Aphel or Eiffel.
Eiffel.
Eiffel Center. What is his name? Science is now.
Do you have a guess? God.
I can't remember his. What is the electric gym title? No, I got nothing.
Fair enough. Or do you...
Pokemon Center.
No, it's not Pokemon Center. Back to Whimsicott.
Building.
And I know what it is. I'm just trying to remember the name. And this is where I was going before. Is it? It's the oh gosh, the gym. Is it Lumios Tower? I'm just guessing. Because I don't remember.
No, Viger.
What could I? I guess I could just say tall.
Okay, tall carnivore.
So we're looking for the name of the actual thing.
Yes.
God. Yeah.
God, I don't remember what the heck that thing's name was. I didn't play Gen. Superpower.
No.
Deca Volt.
No. Switching back to Whimsicott.
crystal.
Oh, that's a good one.
Crystal. Oh, gosh. I know, it's like I'm picturing it too. I'm just trying to remember the name.
Pulling synonyms right now.
Oh, gosh. Prism. The prism, right? Is that it? Is that prism? Prism Tower.
Yeah, good job. Nice job.
Awesome.
The cat said Eiffel because it looks like the Eiffel Tower. I said center because it's in the center of Lumio City.
When she said Eiffel, I knew what it was.
Fantastic.
As soon as she said Eiffel, I knew exactly what it was. I just could not remember the name, so I went with this. I was like, all right, maybe she just means the city.
No.
If it was the city, we would have probably said Paris.
No, fantastic, Dooley. That was a great job pulling that one out. In fact, you're sitting there saying the word. I'm like, okay, so, you know.
I was thinking prison, but I was like, is it tower or is it? Yeah.
I was nodding so silently and so hard.
You were trying to say, it's like, Carnivore, you were trying to say Clement. I was like, it's not a person, it's a building.
Damn it.
Well,
I will remind you folks that, don't worry, I can take care of it. But don't forget, folks, that we are talking about we have a game that talks about people, so.
So this is not talking about people?
No, ever. It's not.
Okay, cool. Now I know.
That's a secret hint. All right. I shouldn't say that because maybe I'll need to change that at some point. But anyway, so nice work. Team Snorsicott, you have earned 1,100 points for that round.
You guys stink. Can't even let Biker win on his birthday.
No.
Well, again, there's plenty more to go get. If they miss one, it can totally switch around. So let's switch. Carnivore J, we are going to give you the first crack at this one. So go ahead and give the hint to Viger for round two.
Viger, you got this, bro.
Oh, boy.
Apricot.
Kurt's Pokeballs.
That's it.
Woo!
Wow.
I was like, do I want to go just Pokeball? Do I want to just go Kurt? I'll just go both.
Nice job. Ow. In one. That's fantastic. Good job, earning you a solid 1,500 points. That's the way you make up points in this game, man.
That's that good old birthday boy luck.
All right, fantastic. Let's just keep moving on. Let's move on to the third round here. Viger, let's have you start this one off. Go ahead and give the hint to Carnivore J.
How do we want to put this? Boat.
Did you say oat?
Boat. B-O-A-T.
Boat. Oras. That one that's sunk in the thing. Can't remember the name. The thing boat. Thing boat.
Thing boat. Yeah, that's exactly what it's called. Now we're going to need a specific name for it.
Surprisingly, thing boat is not the correct answer.
Unless you have an actual answer.
Whimsicott, let's switch it over to you, see if you can give a hint to Dooley.
City.
Boat. City. I mean, the only boat that I could think of, and I'm not sure if this is the name, title?
No. Back to Viger.
Sunken.
So, okay. Malville City? So it's in the ocean, it's in the boat, it's a boat, it's sea. Sea Malville?
Yes!
Is that the name of it?
Yes,
that
that's the name of it! Sea Malville!
Oh! Okay.
It's named after the city, New Marvel City. That's
okay. Now I get it.
I know. Like, I just Marvel, said. I'm so. I am. It's like I'm so surprised that the first thing that you were starting to think of was the Sea Marvel.
Yeah,
I was thinking you were going to be like right out of the gate. SSN. No. Yeah. Oh, what then?
No rest, and I played it a lot. And when you, I don't know, boat. Maybe
that's the only like real boat you explore in Auraz as well. That's
great job earning you 1300 points. All right, so for round four, Dooley, you get the first hint to Whimsicott on this one.
Okay. Transfer.
Okay. Transfer. Transfer might mean something to do with Pokebank? Pokemon Bank?
Awesome, Whimsicott. Great job. Nailed it.
Awesome.
Earning you 1,500 or 1,500 points, if you will. Very
amazing
good.
Amazing clue, Julie.
Terrible. I had like 15 clues. I was ready for that one.
Was one of them please and another understand?
That's great. All right. Great job. Through the first four rounds, Team Ursamite has gained 200 points. You have a little bit more work ahead of you, gentlemen. Let's go ahead and go on to round five. Whimsicott, you get to give the first clue for this one.
Okay, this is... but I'm going to try. Elite Leonids.
I'm sorry? What?
Elite Leonids. L-I-T-L-E-O-N-I-D-S.
Ah, that's not really helping.
Sorry.
I Pikachu.
What?
I have no idea. I'm just throwing something out there.
I wanna know what you threw out there because I didn't hear you.
Oh, it said Pikachu.
Oh, okay.
nope, it's not Pikachu.
Didn't think so.
Viger.
All right. Post-game.
This is terrible. Elite Leonids in post-game? I don't know. Omega Chapter? Is that the name of it?
No. Whimsicott.
Rayquaza.
Delta episode?
That's it.
What?
I was thinking just saying post game would help.
That's what kind of
okay. So I feel
okay.
Like
let everyone. Let's just calm. Let's just calmly listen to what Whimsicott was and how
okay,
that was supposed to
help. The lead Leonids, inspired by the real-world Leonids, is the meteor shower your character is going to watch during the Delta episode.
Could just say meteor.
Yeah, no, that's
no, because that could have been the Oxys, that could have been the other dimension, that could have been a number of things, Meteor, but the Leonids are only ever mentioned in the Delta episode.
True.
Well, it couldn't be linear because you wouldn't be allowed to rhyme.
Jump off of the meteor that was falling.
All right.
Mega chapter.
You were so right. Close. Omega right. Chapter. No, it's wrong. The Delta.
Actually, I'm saying it doesn't rhyme. It rhymes with meteor.
I think in another dimension it's called the Omega Chapter. So
it has to be.
Has to
terrible.
All right.
10 years from now, when they redo Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire, it'll be called the Omega Chapter version.
All right. Hey, Carnivore J, though, you have a chance to redeem yourself, though. You get the chance to give the first clue for round six.
Alright. Round six. Lando T.
Lando T. Mirror? Or glass mirror?
No. Dooley?
California.
California.
Okay, Dooley the goat.
Okay, California.
Oh, I think I know this one now.
Oh, gosh.
He says to the Italian.
yeah, that doesn't help.
Okay, so... okay, that can't be it. That can't be it either. I mean, one thing comes to mind when you say California, but it has nothing to do with land or tea, but I'll say it anyway. Drought?
No.
Okay.
Carnivore J.
Spread damage. Oh, is that two words? Spread. Spread. Spread.
Spread. I'll it's take earthquake.
It is earthquake, course. Yes.
Of course. That was rather
obvious. Orlando T and earthquake. They go hand in hand with each other.
All right, nice work. Team Ursamite, you have won another 1,300 points, still maintaining that 200-point lead. Viger, let's see if you can keep it up here. You guys still have the opportunity to pull off the win. Go ahead and start at round 7.
All right, I think I got this one. Kahuna.
I got nothing. I'm blanking. I'm completely blanking. I'm terrible at this.
My clue is Kahuna.
I know.
I'm just reminding you.
any guess? Anything you want to throw out there?
How is not a Kahuna.
How is not a Kahuna? You're right about that, but not correct about the password. Whimsicott.
Malo.
Oh. I'm blanking here. I'm just going with, at least from that first clue helps. Hello, is for some reason I am drawing a blank. I don't know why. I'm just played this, but I'm gonna go with a Kahuna. Meeny, meeny, mighty, mo. Hala.
It is not Hala. No, Viger.
Okay, my clue is Z crystal. Kahuna, Mallow, Z crystal,
Hapu.
No, back to Whimsicott.
Ilima.
Olivia.
Say it again, Whimsicott.
Ilima.
Or was that your guess?
No, I said Olivia.
Okay. No, the answer is not Olivia. Switching back to Viger.
Sophocles.
Nanu. Nanu.
Where has this game gone? I don't know.
All right.
No, it is not Nanu. Back to Whimsicott.
Kiawi.
Hapu.
It is not Hapu, no. Viger.
Lana. Lana.
Oh god. All these don't fit together in my mind.
Oh, they do. They fit very well together.
Alright, Viger, let's dial it back.
Me and Wimsy kind of like grabbing like handkerchiefs, just gritting it between her teeth, like. All right. Repeat. Can I repeat all of these? So we got Kahuna.
Yep, that was one. Let's see here. There's Mallow, Hapu, Lana, Kiawi. If I'm pronouncing that correctly, Sophocles,
and Z crystal,
and Z crystal,
Pokemon,
and
Ilima. Sun and Moon.
It is not Pokemon Sun and Moon, no. All right, Whimsicott.
Rank.
Rank?
Yes.
Rank. Does one of them smell? No, just gosh. I know that once I hear it, I'm going to be like, oh!
Yeah.
But I'm not there yet. Oh, gosh. I have no idea. I don't even know what to guess. Named all the kahunas. We already went through all four kahunas. So it's... Pikachu?
It is not Pikachu. Viger.
Oh, boy. I see, I'm running out of clues that I can possibly give that are single words.
I can think of a couple things you might be able to say. Think about also what these might entail.
Yeah.
And there's one word, but I can't use it. You said rank, so... boy. I'm gonna say multiple.
Rank. Kahuna.
Got anything there, Carnivore J?
I really don't. I'm so lost on this one.
Wow. Okay.
So I'm missing some of the middle clues.
So let's run through them again really quickly. Yeah, it was Kahuna, please. And I don't remember the specific order, but it
Mallow.
Was Mallow, Lana, Kiawi, Ilima.
Is it Bristol, Ilima, Hapu?
Sophocles. I don't, yeah, Hapu.
Sophocles is the one that's throwing me. Hold on. Sophocles, Festival Plaza.
No, Whimsicott.
Acerola.
Acerola. Okay, rank. I'm going back to that for a second. Is it Pony Canyon Trail?
No. Viger.
Let me think. I'm running out of words that I can use. Let me think. I guess I could say that doesn't really apply to most, but I'm just going to say young. Y-O-U-N-G. Young.
All right. So just putting together most of the things that we've already said. Trial captain.
There it is! Oh, yes!
Take off.
That took a long time, and I apologize.
Wow.
I'm like putting together the game in my head. I'm like Tetrising in this. And I'm like, hold on. There's this piece. There's that piece. Sophocles. Okay, trial cat. Okay, like it was one. And then
we literally
like,
named you said every Acerola, one of them except really the fake one.
Clarified it all for me. Acerola.
We were even starting to name some of the kahunas because we were like, come on, we're trying here. Yeah.
And Dooley, you were getting there too. I mean, Dooley said the word trial in his last guess. Okay, folks, let's...
Yeah, I was trying to get more... I was going too specific. I was like, all right, let me general this. We got to go even more general. Yeah. Wow.
Let's move right on to round eight. I believe this is turns to Dooley giving the first clue for round eight to Whimsicott. Go for it.
Beans. B-E-A-N-S.
Okay.
Beans.
Pokipelago.
There it is.
Oh.
Gosh.
Alright.
Awesome. We go nice. From taking all the time in the world to no time at all. From 0 to 60.
That, you know, that's sometimes the way that this game goes. It's a very interesting one, the way this one shakes out. But very nicely done, Dooley. Very, very good hint. This round was actually very close. Besides that last round, everything was pretty even. Team... Ursamite, you earn 4,900 points, and Team Snorsicott, you earn 5,400 points.
Yeah.
Let me give you the game totals here. All right, so nice round, folks. Again, to recap, Team Ursamite earned 8,000 points, and Team Snorsicott earned 11,600. So congratulations, Team Snorsicott, on your victory.
The fluffy bear strikes once, because there's never been a fluffy bear before, but there might be one again.
All right, nice job. So as the winners, you guys win a 7-day, 6-night trip to the Alola region.
Nice.
That's going to be one heck of a hangover.
That's okay. Snorlax will be sleeping on the beach.
Oh, yeah. As
like going
as...
to Ryza.
As long as I can lie in Snorlax's shade, I'll be fine. I burn very easily.
Say, where you can go and check out the Pocopelago, the island culture there, visit all the trial captains, get to know them a little bit better, because apparently we need that, and experience all that the Alola Islands have to offer. So congratulations.
Yay!
Thank you.
All right. So with that, folks, I want to thank you all for joining us for Game Corner. I really enjoyed this game, and we'll give you all an opportunity to sign off. Carnivore J, we'll start out with you.
Make sure that you watch lots of Star Trek and wrestling and play a lot of Pokemon. Good night.
Awesome. Carnivore J, thank you for joining us, and we'd be glad to have you on again. Duly noted, congratulations on your win. Very glad to have you on. Is there anything you'd like to say in closing?
I'd just like to say it was a lot of fun. Thank you for doing this. Thank you for having us on the show. It was awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Duly noted.
Fantastic. Viger, what do you have to say for yourself, sir?
I'll just sign off like I usually do. I'll see you guys when I see you guys.
All right. And hey, happy birthday again, man. Sorry we couldn't get you a win on your birthday.
That's all right. I'm just glad, happy to be here.
All right.
We won in spirit.
And Whimsicott.
Okay, first of all, Carnivore J, if it's the next generation, sure. All the other things, debatable. second of all, Viger, a very, very happy birthday.
Thank you.
And duly noted, you rock. We won. You're amazing.
And you roll. You rock. We rock together. We rock and roll.
Woo! All right, fantastic. With that, folks, I just want to remind you, check us out on Facebook. Check us out on Tumblr. We tumble on Tumblr. Check us out on Twitter. Tweet at us. You can email us at pucklepodcast@gmail.com and just let us know what you think of the show. Actually, the best way to let us know what you think about the show is our iTunes reviews. We always like those. That way you can... get people to know us better, get us more visible to the iTunes crowd. And if you have a chance, if you have a little bit of money jangling around in your pockets and you want to find a place to put it, consider becoming a patron. That's how these two gentlemen were able to join us today. We do open this game up to anyone in our community, but we do give our patrons a little bit of priority on that. So if that's something that you want to consider, please do so. And with that, I'm Professor Snag. I'm signing off. Don't forget to have your dittos spayed or neutered. Good night.
Tough one. Should we continue with this one? Do we?
Hello?
Sorry, I was on mute.
That's good. Okay. Most of us does it like 10 times an episode.
So, top middle it is.
Top middle, okay. Top middle. As my browser loads.
As the square loads.
The square loads.
Don't break the illusion. Okay, so it was actually a Gen 6 plus Pokemon. Not just up to Gen 5. Alright. If it's now in Gen 6, it could be a Gen 6 Pokemon, but there weren't many ice types to begin with in Gen 6.
Viger, just as a reminder, I first gave you a white 2 Pokedex entry.
Uh-huh.
And
I'm just now trying to include 6th generation Pokemon as well in this discussion, because now it can go that far too. But it could also be a Gen 7 Pokemon too. No, it can't.
Hey,
Gen 6 or 7.
Yeah, I'm losing it right now.
Hey guys.
It's my birthday. Calm down.
Hey guys, how would a Gen 6 Pokemon have a white 2 Pokedex entry?
I honestly didn't think it was really Deoxys.
Liar.
No, I mean, I thought for sure the second part would disqualify it, but...
Hi, buddy. I'm recording, just like Mommy said. I'm almost done, okay? Then can we hang out and watch a show together?
With my mom, so...
Yeah, we'll get a show. Hey, go up and check with Mommy for a show, okay? Go ahead.
I'm going for mom, so...
You're your trainer?
Give me just a few minutes, okay? Give me a few minutes and then I'll get you, all right?
Love Snags so much for this right now. Can't even.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.